Carol Gallagher. She's the interim priest at St. Peter's by the Sea Church. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me.
And
it's welcome
my
to
pleasure.
Town.
Well, thank you.
How long have you been here in Sitka now?
Just about 5 weeks.
5 weeks. So
we're brand new.
You had our amazing fall weather.
Absolutely.
And Carol, I introduced you as the interim priest, but you're also a bishop.
That's correct.
And maybe you can tell us a little bit about being a female bishop.
Well, there are about 13 or 14 of us in a group of about 250 active bishops. So it's a very small percentage of the population of bishops in the Episcopal Church. We have had ordained female clergy and priests since the late 70s. Our first female bishop was Bishop Barbara Harris, and she was consecrated bishop in 88. So we're relatively new to the grouping of bishops.
Are you still sort of having to do a little education when people meet you?
That's part of my job, is just to help people understand who we are and what we do in the church.
And you're here as an interim priest, which means you're here just for a very short time, or?
Yeah, I'm here for about 18 months to 2 years.
That seems like a long time.
Yeah, it's a time of helping folks shift over from where they've been. They had a long pastorate for about 17 years, and it takes folks a while to move from the way they had been together before with their former priest and to imagine what it might be to have a new priest. So part of my job is to help them get to that place and imagine ministry together in a new way.
And is your goal to not just set the stage for the next person, but maybe do you look at a church and say, you know, I'd like to actually stay here, or do you not have that option?
Oh, I don't have that option, and it wouldn't be helpful to them to, for me even to be able to do that, because it frees me to be able to help them look at themselves clearly, but also help them celebrate the gifts they have. If I was positioning myself to come to a community, then I might compromise the quality of what I could do for them.
So it's good that you keep moving, have fresh eyes.
Absolutely.
And different communities. And what community were you in prior to Sitka?
We were living in Cape May Point, New Jersey, which is just about where the where Hurricane Sandy had her direct hit. So.
Oh, my goodness. That must have been devastating to see your home.
Absolutely.
Your previous home.
Well, my mother still lives there. Mm-hmm. She was evacuated first to my brother's house about 40 miles north, and then to Pennsylvania because they were really trying to clear out coastal New Jersey. So she's back home. Everything survived. The dunes held. So we're really grateful for her. She's sturdy and the community is sturdy. I mean, the community is only about 260 year-round residents. So, they all check on each other.
That's very good to hear.
It is good.
And it must be comforting because you never realize how far your home is.
Absolutely.
Until you move to Sitka.
No, they couldn't have gotten there to help out anyway. So.
Okay. And you grew up in New Jersey?
I grew up actually in suburban New York. My dad was a Presbyterian minister and was in the same church for about 28 years. So I was a brand new baby when they moved there, so I grew up in New York. My parents have always had the home in New Jersey, so that's really more home than anywhere. Mm-hmm. My dad had been a Navy chaplain and ended up serving with the Coast Guard, so they bought a house before I was born, so that's New Jersey is home.
Great. And then how did you get involved in the church? So if your dad, you're with the Episcopal Church and your dad is Presbyterian, do you have a charismatic moment?
Well, I think I have a series of charismatic moments. When I was a little girl, I had a sense of call. I wanted to be a minister. I was 6 or 7. I had no women who I could imagine, or even any sort of icons that to be an ordained clergy. Later on, when Mark and I had two little girls, I decided that the call was real, and I actually had a discussion with my dad, who said, I mean, I tried to hedge it a lot, because I just couldn't imagine myself as a mom and wife and all the other things I did in that role. And I suggested that I would go into Christian education. And he said, well, if you have a call, you have a call, and you need to follow it. So he was really supportive of that.
That's a terrific story. And something else, you also have a calling because you you have an expertise of working with Native communities.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find, I don't want to say niche, but what's the better word?
Well, my mother's maiden name is Betty Walking Stick or Woody Odonisti. And so I grew up in a mixed race household. And my mother was always out doing educational pieces with school children on Native culture and traditions and those kinds of things. So I grew up in a household of educators. And so it was natural for me when I came into the ministry to work with Native ministries across the country. And the Diocese of Alaska, along with several other dioceses, have a significant Native population in the Episcopal Church. So that's been very important to me.
And we talked a little bit about that off the air. You've been to Sitka, you've been to Alaska previously.
Correct.
And where are some of the areas that you've been to?
Well, I've been to Fort Yukon. I actually got to fly in a little four-seater plane into Fort Yukon. I've been to Fairbanks and Anchorage and Wasilla. And we have a camp out in, Episcopal Church has a camp out in outside of Wasilla in Lake Meyer. Or Meyer Lake, I guess it's called. Nanana, Talkeetna. So
You've been all over.
Yeah, I have.
So you have a good sense of the state.
I'm learning.
You're still there. And your husband's here in town, and are your children with you as well?
No, my husband is here in town with me. Our children are grown. Our oldest works outside of New York City. Our second oldest lives in Allentown, and our youngest lives in Boston. So they're all busy with their own lives. So,
well, they can always come and visit.
We're hoping.
So you'll be at the St. Peter's by the Sea for the next year and a half, 2 years. And if folks want to get a hold of you, what's it, just swing by the church?
Swing by the church, call the office. We're there around the clock, you know, not around the clock, but we're available always. We have a wonderful community of folks. I mean, the church is used quite a bit for all sorts of different activities. And so I'm really excited about being here with this community because they are here to serve Sitka as well as the community of St. Peter's. And so I've been really encouraged by my very short time with them.
Well, we're glad to have you here. I'd like to thank my guest, Carol Gallagher. She's the interim priest at St. Peter's by the Sea Church. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.